Track 9. And now it's back to the news. Bishop Mike enthroned at Cathedral. The Right Reverend Dr. Mike Harrison has been enthroned as the 72nd Bishop of Exeter in a historic service on All Souls Day at Exeter Cathedral. Bishop Mike began the service on Saturday, November the 1st, by processing from Exeter's Guildhall to Cathedral Green, along with Exeter's Lord Mayor and other civic dignitaries. He was greeted outside by more than 100 members of clergy, including a number of bishops from overseas, as well as licensed lay ministers, military cadets, and scouts and guides from across Devon. During the service, which has its origins before the Norman Conquest, Bishop Mike was anointed with oil, seated on a huge medieval bishop's throne, and presented with the Exeter Crozier, which is passed on from bishop to bishop. In his sermon, he said, "When you sit on the actual bishop's throne, you feel a bit small, and maybe that is the point. This isn't the kind of ministry that you can do in your own strength." He talked about some of the stark challenges facing society and the church at the moment, but added, "The challenge of the gospel is to live now as if joy is the last word, because it is."
Be a part of Country Park celebrations. A raft of environmental, cultural heritage and community improvements will be unveiled at Stover Country Park later this month. The public launch event, which takes place from 9:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. on Saturday, November the 16th, will offer people the opportunity to be among the first to see the benefits of the Restoring Stover Park project. Visitors will be able to follow a two-hour trail that takes in all the varied aspects of the Restoring Stover Park project, including a new community workshop and upgraded visitor centre. The trail will also explore the conservation work which has been carried out to restore the gatehouse, and there will be a chance to learn about the desilting of Stover Lake. The Restoring Stover Park project has been made possible thanks to a grant from the National Lottery Heritage Fund, together with several other organisations. In 2019, National Highways funding enabled Devon County Council and the Stover Country Park team to deliver a giant reed bed filtration system to help improve water quality and enhance biodiversity and wildlife habitats within the nature reserve bordering the A38. The initial scheme was designed to capture and filter water runoff from the A38, among other pollutants, and this has since brought twofold benefits, not only seeing significant improvements in water quality, but also an increase in bird and invertebrate species within the site of special scientific interest. 5 years on, and further company funding has helped the Stover Park team to deliver the second phase of the environmental and biodiversity work, seeing the desilting of Stover Lake, an initiative which is hoped to see white water lilies return to the lake. The improvements will have long-standing benefits, and local communities will be able to see their first-hand during the launch event. Councillor Andrea Davis, Deputy Leader and Cabinet Member for Climate Change, Environment and Transport, said, "I'm sure visitors to Stover Country Park will enjoy seeing the improvements that the Restoring Stover Park project has achieved so far." Numbers to the public opening event are limited, and people have the chance to book a two-hour slot on a first-come, first-served basis. Bookings can be made via the Eventbrite website. Admission to one of the two-hour sessions being charged at £2 per car, the same price as parking for 2 hours.
Thule Legacy benefits swimming charities. A legacy left by a former Tynemouth mayor was put towards a roof on Tynemouth's Lido, and has diverted to benefit two local swimming charities. Fred Tooley died in January 2021 at the age of 81. The talented boxer, who served as a councillor for 22 years and was Tynmouth's mayor three times, had entrusted £2,569.40 to Tynmouth Town Council to be used to add a roof to the town's outdoor pool. Recently, Tynmouth Town Council agreed that the funds would only represent a portion of the total cost required for the project and reached out to the Tooley family to see if they would prefer that the funds be used elsewhere. In response, the family had chosen two charities that promote water safety and a love for water-based activities: Tynmouth Swimming Club and Tynmouth Beach Surf Life Saving Club. Each organisation will receive £1,284.70 to support their invaluable contributions to the community. We are grateful to local historian Viv Wilson, MBE, for her assistance in coordinating with the Tooley family, a town council spokesperson said. This charitable act not only honours Fred Tooley's memory, but also strengthens the spirit of community and support that he so passionately championed. The council and the community extend their heartfelt gratitude to the Tooley family for their generosity and to all involved in making this meaningful contribution possible. Fred was from a well-known boxing family and played a pivotal role in establishing an amateur boxing and athletics club in Tynmouth, which was opened by Henry Cooper in 1973. The club produced several champions, including Fred's son Martin, who boxed for England. Fred served on the town council from 1979 to 1987 and again from 1991 to 2015, and was Tynmouth's mayor in 1992 to 1993, 2000 to 2001, and 2008 to 2009. Questions over the future of Tynmouth Slido were raised recently as part of a review by Tynmouth District Council about how to make ends meet. Councillors said there is no desire to close the popular pool, but they may consider offering it to another group to run. Tynmouth Slido reopened in 2023 after 3 years following COVID disruptions and an 800,000 decarbonisation upgrade.
The Rotary Club of Dawlish Water are holding an open day at the Manor at Old Town Street in Dawlish this Saturday, the 9th of November. The event, which runs from 1 p.m. to 5 p.m, is aimed at boosting the club's membership and letting the public know what Rotary members get up to. Dawlish Water Rotary was formed back in 1988 and over the past 30-plus years have supported many local organisations and raised significant amounts of money for numerous local causes. We welcome all potential new members, both men and women of any age, and current members will be on hand to answer all and any questions. There'll also be free parking and we'll have free refreshments too.